You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to help you plan that unbelievable travel experience. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
Hello and welcome into the podcast that we like to call From the Podium, where you hear directly from your Kansas City Chiefs. I'm host and audio producer of the Arrowhead Pride Podcast Network, Steven Serta. It's a Red Friday in Chiefs Kingdom. Andy Reid spoke with the media ahead of Sunday's matchup against the Philadelphia Eagles. We also heard from tight end Jody Fortson and defensive end Mike Dana. We'll go in that order, starting with head coach Andy Reid, then we'll hear from tight end Jody Fortson, then we'll take a quick timeout. When we get back, you'll hear from defensive end Mike Dana. Here's Andy Reid.
Okay. As far as injuries go, Fenton is, he'll be listed as out. He's in the concussion protocol still. Frank Clark worked today, and so did Jarvarius, and we'll just see how they do here in the next day. Other than that, we had a good week of practice. Look forward to the challenge of playing the Eagles. We know it's going to be loud, and they've got a good football team. They've got some good athletes on that football team. So we got to make sure we take care of business. Their bigs on both sides are good football players, and so the guys up front will have to do a nice job on both sides. Anyways, time's yours.
We'll go first to Adam Teicher. Go ahead, Adam.
Hey, Andy. Couple things. First on Shady, you know, he's retiring and the Eagles are going to honor him at the game on Sunday. Just want to know what, when you think of Shady and you look back on his career, what are some of the things that stand out to you? And Brad, I'll have a second question.
Yeah. So, you know, I love the kid. I mean, he's a big personality and always smiling and was a great player. You know, not too many people could make somebody miss like he could. And he had this phenomenal career. I mean, arguably a Hall of Fame career. And you know, he it's good that they're doing that for him there. It's good that he chose to go back to Philadelphia, because that's really where it all started for him and his foundation was built.
Yeah. Okay. And when it comes to deciding on a fourth down call, whether to kick or to go for it, what do you look at besides clock and the scoreboard? What else are you looking at there?
Yeah, clock and scoreboard are important. Field position, obviously, and then what you have on your sheet. You know, what you feel comfortable with. How are things going out there, and on the field, and what you think you can get out of the plays that you maybe have designated for that area, if you have, and which ones are left over to use.
Next to Herbie Teope. Go ahead, Herbie.
Hey, Coach, we've seen a couple of we saw 14 personnel scoring play in the preseason. Last week, a touchdown for Fortson out of a 13 personnel. What is it about this tight end group that has prompted you to get a little bit more creative with the personnel grouping?
Well, I mean, first, Herbie, I haven't had four tight ends like this before. I mean, I've had three good ones, but never four. And so we try to utilize the talent we have, and so we've put them out there and let them do some things, and they seem to be handling it okay. A couple of them are young guys, so.
Let's go next to Seren Petro. Go ahead, Seren.
Coach, I remember, you know, you're sitting at 1-2. The overall arc of the question is about the urgency, but I hearken back to when you were 2015, when you were sitting at 1-5, and you came out and you said, well, we'll get it fixed. But you also were very honest and said, well, we've never been here, right? Like, you don't really know what it is. I know you've been at 1-2 a number of different times. So is this something you draw back into? Do you actually think back, okay, this is where we were, this is how it was, and you kind of have something in your old football playbooks that you bring out, this is how we got to go about correcting these things?
Yeah, this one's unique, Seren, I think, just from the fact that it's clear. I mean, there's a reason why this is happening, and And so we've got to take care of that part. The turnovers just kill you in this league. We stress that. And sometimes you can try so hard that crazy things happen. And it's important that you go back to the fundamentals and the basics and take care of the ball and cover it in traffic. And then, be smart with it. When you're in the pocket, tip balls are terrible. So if you're a receiver, you got to squeeze the ball. All the fundamental things that you work on, you just go back to the basics. And nobody knows better than the player if they've goofed up on a turnover. I mean, they clearly understand, and then it's just a matter of getting it fixed and mindsetting it right. So not overdoing it. Sometimes if you overdo it, something bad is going to happen. And then don't underestimate it. You know, you've got to make sure that you put enough emphasis on yourself and the fact that you the ball's not staying in consistently.
And then just as a follow-up, going back to Philly, I mean, I know you've been asked this question a couple of times about the 100th win with the Chiefs coming. The fact that, you know, you're getting another opportunity here and it's going to be in Philadelphia, is there still memories and emotions, or has it been enough time and been back there and done that it's you know, just another game?
Yeah, listen, I mean, I think it's great. It'll be great. You know, you see everybody when you come out there. So, but we're there for the business trip part of it, and that's to take care of, play good football and take care of the game. So, I mean, that's why you go there. And what this is really all about. It's not about me. It's not about having lived in Philadelphia. Right now, it's about playing better football, taking care of business.
Got three left. We'll go right down the line, starting with Harold Kuntz. Go ahead, Harold.
Andy, along the same lines of what Seren just asked, it's not just you, but EB played there. Greg Lewis played there. Mike Kafka played there. I'm just curious, all the time, it's so many Philadelphia connections. Do you guys ever just kind of have a conversation every now and again, like, oh, I remember this back in Philadelphia, I remember that back in Philadelphia, a favorite place to eat, a favorite place to do things? Was there, any of those conversations that maybe come up this week or just in the past?
Well, in the past they have, but not as much this week. We've been just cranking. So but in the off season you'll have those kind of discussions and get a good laugh every once in a while. So it's a unique place. It's a great place. You know, Philadelphia's I love the city, and as those guys do. So it's a very unique place.
Go next, Talibo. Go, Todd.
Coach, we just talked to Jody a little bit. He mentioned he kind of felt a little more something in some of the meetings and things this week. You guys are in the spot you're in. Have you felt a little more? I know you try to keep it even keel. You feel a little something different with the players on the field, practice meetings, things like that this week, with where you guys are at 1-2?
Well, I mean, there should be an urgency every week, and that's what we strive for. So there's an urgency this week to get yourself prepared to play. That's that'll continue here until we have a chance to get on the field and go. I don't think anybody likes to lose in this business. You're measured on the wins, not the losses, and you're criticized for the losses, and that's never a good feeling, right? So I'm sure everybody's feeling that, and they want to do better. And that's collectively is important.
We'll go last to Matt Derrick. Go ahead, Matt.
Hey, Coach, now that you've had a few days to get Josh Gordon out on the field and see where he is, what is your sense of his, you know, football shape, his conditioning, and how long do you think it might be before he's ready to go?
Yeah, listen, Matt, he looks in pretty good shape. I mean, he's got a little bit less body fat than I do. I mean, he's trimmed down and really fit. And so that's one thing he's been doing is working out. So I was going to say you and me, but I didn't want to put you in the box, Matt. But I think he's in good shape, and he's been out here working very hard. He's not playing this week, but he's getting himself ready. And learning the playbook, doing the mental part, and then also getting a little rust knocked off. But, you know, you can tell he's very talented. I mean, you guys have all seen him play before. I'm not telling you something you don't know, but he is a talented football player.
Coach, we appreciate the time. Thanks for joining us.
Okay, thank you.
Hey, Jody, how are you, man?
Living the dream.
Living the dream, absolutely. You crossed the end zone last week. what was that moment like for you, you know, especially given your path here? And I have another question after this.
It's definitely surreal. You know, I would much rather have to win, but to finally get in the end zone very early in my career, it's extraordinary. It's extraordinary.
Who has the football? Did you keep it, or did you like?
I definitely. Give it away? It's definitely in my possession.
Let's go next to Aaron Ladd. Go ahead, Aaron.
Hey, congratulations on getting that first touchdown. I want to ask you about new addition Josh Gordon. Maybe I know there's been mentions of him comparison to Calvin Johnson. Maybe if y'all had a conversation yet and what he could possibly bring to the offense.
I mean, he's just bringing another form of a big body and just an athletic player. You know, I feel like Veach and Coach Reed and, you know, EB, they do a good job of bringing people in to help, you know, benefit the team. And from what I've seen so far, I mean, dude looks good. Looks good.
All right, we're going to take these four and go right down the line, starting with Matt. Go ahead, Matt McMullen.
Hey, Jody. I also want to ask you about your touchdown. So it's one thing to make the team, but it's another to earn the trust of the coaching staff. And for Patrick and Coach Reed to go to you on third down at the goal line, a pretty big moment. That shows they have trust in you. What's that mean to you?
It means a lot. You know what I'm saying? You come to work every day, put your hard hat on, and just grind it out for moments like that. I'm praying and praying more opportunities like that present itself where they can lean their hat on 88 and I can go out there and make a play for the benefit of the team. I'm just praying for more opportunities and more results like that.
But next is Sam McDowell. Go ahead, Sam.
Hey, Jody, you had mentioned the fact that after you made the team, you had more goals, but you weren't ready to share those yet. I'm guessing the touchdown was on the list, if you could share that. And what might be next?
I won't share what's next. You just had to see, like, you've seen the touchdown. But, yes, the touchdown was definitely on the list. Stay tuned for whatever else is to follow.
Let's go last two. Todd Lebo and then Pete Sweeney. Go ahead, Todd.
Hey, Jody, you've been around the team for a while, practice squad, in the locker room. Do you feel anything different this week, as like a sense of urgency because of where you guys are in the standings right now? Does it feel a little different than normally would maybe the first week of October the past couple of years?
Yeah, I would say it feels a little different. You know, we're standing at 1-2 instead of what we've previously been. You know, everybody's a little bit locked in because we're 1-2. That's the reality of it. But, you know, I feel like everybody's work ethic, everything has been amped up a bit. You know, everybody's taking things. All right, it's real for real. So, yeah, there's a little bit more intensity.
Last to Pete Sweeney. Good, Pete.
Thanks, Brad. I have just one quick follow-up after this. Jody, congrats on the touchdown. It's a tight end room of the four of you guys. How would you describe what you individually bring to the table, maybe compared to the other tight ends in the room?
I really don't know how to answer that question. I feel like we're all capable of doing the same things. You know, it might be just a little bit more speed to something, but we're all capable of doing the exact same thing. Like you could have put anybody in a position in a play that I scored on, and the same thing would have happened with 83, 81, definitely Kels. So, I mean, I don't think there's anything that separates me from the rest of the guys in the room because we're all capable of doing just getting the job done.
And then with the ball, you said it's in your possession. What's the plan for the ball?
You know, I'm just going to probably put it in the frame. I end up probably giving it to my mom or my dad or somebody, you know. Who knows? I have it right now, though.
Jody, we appreciate the time. Thanks for joining us.
Appreciate you guys. Take care.
Vacations can be tricky. You already know how to book flights and hotels, but now the only thing you're missing is, you know, the actual travel experience. Because is it really a vacation if you're just sitting around like you would at home? You need a tool to get the most out of your time away. That's where Viator steps in. You can book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected. And 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
Listen, I'm 24 and I still live at home. Like, what? For sure. Are you kidding me? My man and I, we attempted to move out. Yeah, that'll be $1,600 for a studio apartment, not including groceries, not including...
Last fall, the National Association of Realtors released data showing that housing affordability had fallen to its lowest point since the 1980s for reasons of economy, American.
There just aren't a lot of home sales going on. And there's really kind of a standoff right now between buyers and sellers.
That standoff leads to another kind of standoff.
It's always fun being 40-something years old and having to live with your parents again. And I know it's all my fault.
Sir, I don't know your life, but on Today Explained, a two-part series on how it might not be your fault. Our housing reality bites and the American dream is in your childhood bedroom. Series sponsored by Mint Mobile. Today Explained, in your feed every weekday.
And I'll tell my mom, Mom, I'm going to the bathroom, I'll be back. If I'm not out in like 3 minutes, dog, she's like knocking on the door going, everything okay in there? Yeah, Mom, everything's cool, dog.
You just heard from Chiefs head coach Andy Reid and tight end Jody Fortson. Now we'll finish things up with defensive end Mike Dana.
Hey, Mike, just want to know whether you thought there's one area or two areas specifically where you feel like you're a better player than last year. And if so, what they are. And Brad, I'll have a second question as well.
From last year, I feel like football IQ definitely went up and being situationally aware of things pre-snap, you know, reading offices, you know, stuff like that, you know, pre-snap keys. And of course, you know, strength and conditioning is always improving each year, or I try to better myself in those terms too.
What about as a pass rusher? Do you feel like you're better in that part of the game? And if so, why? And what did you do anything specifically to work on that part of your game during the offseason?
Oh, definitely, man. That was part of the routine that, I put a lot of time into that. You know, like I said, I worked a lot on the fundamentals and mastered that. And I'm still trying to improve on that each day and become better at that. I feel more comfortable pass rushing, you know, working at edges, speed or power, one of the two, you know, just using either or.
Let's go next to Todd Lebo. Go ahead, Todd.
Hey, Mike, I wonder if you could just kind of speak to the state of the defense as far as your attitudes go. That's been pretty tough the past couple of weeks. What's it been like in the locker room and the meetings with all of you guys?
Oh, our energy is great. You know we're a family, we're a unit, we stick together. You know, there's always going to be ups and downs, but, you know, we're going to ride it, be poised. You know, defense, we're going to handle our business, and, you know, we're going to do what we're coached to do. You know, it's all about locking in throughout the week and preparation so we can go out and execute on the Sundays.
Let's go next to Sarin Petro. Go ahead, Sarin.
Mike, I know Todd just asked you about kind of the mindset of the defense, but is there a sense of urgency when you look at the standings, right? I think there was a stat that you hadn't been out of first place since the Obama administration. Now you're not just out of first place. You're looking up a couple of games and looking up at all three teams. I'm just curious where the urgency is right now with the standings.
Oh, the urgency is always about getting better each week, man. We're looking to improve. We're looking to put the pieces and the keys and the places to make our defense better when it comes to those standings or whatever. So as long as we're at least listening to coaches, working on our keys on and off the field, you know, we got to do our jobs, and that's part of what we do.
Let's go next to Pete Sweeney. Go ahead, Pete.
Mike, I wanted to ask you about that initial sack after the game. How important was it for you to just kind of play through the whistle there, and what did you maybe learn in the offseason that led you to getting that done?
You know, it's just about being relentless, man. You know, sacks are not easy to come across in this league. And I think just being relentless and effort and, you know, just having a motor to keep going and pass rushers keep rushing, you know.
Let's go next to Matt McMullen. Go ahead, Matt.
Hey, Mike, also want to ask you about the sack. As a young player coming into year two, trying to build on what you did your rookie season, how good did it feel to get that sack here early in the season and truly an effort sack?
Oh, it felt great, man. It was definitely nice to get the monkey off the shoulders, get a sack, you know. Like I said, man, it's all about preparation throughout the week. You know, a lot of things what we do on Sundays is how we prepare for it on, you know, Tuesday, Wednesday at practice or practice throughout the week. And like I said, it felt great to have that, man, and looking forward to have that feeling again.
Last two, we'll go Sarin and then Herbie. Go ahead, Sarin.
Mike, how much the red zone I know was a big focus, right, on improving on that from last year, and right now you guys haven't seen the results really where you want them to be. Is there any panic there that, you know, the changes that were made in the offseason aren't working? Are you looking at other options? I'm not looking, I know schematically I'm not asking you to lay out what you're doing, right? But is there kind of a feeling that, hey, plan A didn't work and now we're looking for plan B?
There's not a sense of panic, but there's a sense of urgency that, you know, that this is important, that we have to get it, you know, figured out. And the only way to get better at it is, you know, to work at it. And we're going to figure it out and we're going to do what we do to make it better.
We'll go last to Herbie Teope. Go ahead, Herbie.
Hey, Mike, through the first 3 weeks, you've faced different types of quarterbacks with different types of skill sets. What is it about Jalen Hurts that you and your defensive teammates need to be aware of on Sunday?
Well, you know, it's a big RPO offense, you know, quick game. He's a great, intelligent football player, you know, aware of his mobility, you know, his scrambling, got a great arm. So, you know, we got our keys that, you know, we have our keys to victory, and we're looking forward to the matchup on Sunday, and we can't wait to get out there and play them.
Mike, we appreciate the time. Thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
All right, guys, hang tight. We'll get, I believe it's going to be Jody next. It'll either be Jody or Coach here, but let me see on our timing here where we're at.
Support for this podcast comes from Smartwater. Want to get a little more from every sip? Smartwater Alkaline doesn't just taste crisp and pure. It's loaded with everything you need to perform at your best, whether you're running marathons or boardroom meetings. Elevate how you hydrate and pick up a Smartwater Alkaline today. To learn more, visit drinksmartwater.com.